Seeing Christ in Joseph. The life of Joseph illustrates the life of Christ. It was envy that moved the brothers of Joseph to sell him as a slave. They hoped to prevent him from becoming greater than themselves. They flattered themselves that they were to be no more troubled with his dreams, that they had removed all possibility of their fulfillment. But their course was overruled by God to bring about the very event they designed to hinder. So the priests and elders were jealous of Christ. They put him to death to prevent him from becoming king, but they were thus bringing about this result. Joseph, through his bondage in Egypt, became a savior to his father's family, yet this fact did not lessen the guilt of his brothers. So the crucifixion of Christ by his enemies made him the redeemer of mankind, the savior of the fallen race, and ruler over the whole world. But the crime of his murderers was just as heinous as though God's providential hand had not controlled events. Joseph was falsely accused and thrust into prison because of his virtue, so Christ was despised and rejected because his righteous, self-denying life was a rebuke to sin, and though guilty of no wrong, he was condemned upon the testimony of false witnesses. And Joseph's patience under injustice, his ready forgiveness and noble benevolence toward his unnatural brothers represent the Savior's uncomplaining endurance of the malice and abuse of wicked men and his forgiveness of all who come to him confessing their sins and seeking pardon. Joseph witnessed the increase and prosperity of his people, and through all the years his faith in God's restoration of Israel to the land of promise was unshaken. When he saw that his end was near, his last act was to signify that his lot was cast with Israel. His last words were, "God will surely visit you, and bring you out of this land unto the land which he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." And he took a solemn oath of the children of Israel that they would carry up his bones with them to the land of Canaan. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Through the centuries of toil which followed, that coffin testified to Israel that they were only sojourners in Egypt, and bade them keep their hopes fixed upon the land of promise, for the time of deliverance would surely come.